Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to the Fantasy Feud Podcast, where we debate the hottest dynasty fantasy football topics every week. So sit back, pick a side, and let's talk some dynasty debates because it's in our DNA. And here is your Fantasy Feud host and moderator, Jimmy Ledbetter.
Welcome back, DNA's Duran crew, to another episode of Fantasy Feud, Dynasty DNA's own debate show. With me, as always, we got them both to my left again on this show. We got Ty. You can find Ty on Twitter at Dynasty DNA Ty. At the end of the table there, we got Muscles Ryan Mill. Find Muscle on Twitter at Dynasty DNA at Mus. And then we got TJ today here on my right.
That's right.
So we got a foursome here with this on this group today. What do you guys think?
A foursome of fantasy football.
A foursome of fantasy football.
That's right. Only two legit players, me and Big Jim.
Oh, wow. That's why we're in the middle.
That's right.
All right.
TJ just wanted a little bit of the spotlight today on the most
TJ, what's your Twitter handle again? That Dynasty, what is it?
No, it's FFTJ.
FFTJ.
DNA.
DNA, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. What were you saying, Ty?
TJ just wants a little bit of the spotlight, the most popular show we have on the channel, so maybe the A-Train can come on one time, too. I know he's going to want a little notoriety because us three, we got the sugar going on in here, baby.
Well, just so you know, I mean, me and A-Train are, like, already Hall of Fame, like, you know, type people. I mean, like, this is, like, we are the face of the channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TJ's going down to AAA to be on the Fantasy Feud.
We're going to demote him.
Yeah, definitely.
Where we got cooking up today?
We're gonna do the vets versus rookie wheel.
All right.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I did like this idea, and we talked about it. Veterans versus rookie wheel. This is gonna be fun. See where it lands. See what people think. Moss, this is gonna be tough for you.
Oh yeah,
I know you like young players. So
yep. We're gonna spin the wheel. We'll get a set of a rookie and a vet, and we'll kind of.
Talk about
who we'd like between them guys.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We'll take turns spinning. We'll let Ty start, all man. Right. Just spin that wheel and we'll get a list here.
Big money. Come on, baby. Estimate.
All right. We got Jermaine Burton, Josh Palmer.
Oh.
We're starting off with one like that.
Yeah, that's decent. I think I'll go with Josh Palmer. I think he's going to have a really nice year with the Chargers this year. And down the line, too, it seems like he's always involved in the Chargers' plans. And he's just a really nice piece to have on your bench if you need a plug-and-play guy. And I think that's really all Burton will ever be, too. But I just like the establishment of Palmer already being with the Chargers. I just don't see him really ever surpassing a guy like Palmer. And I think Palmer's going to take a big step this year. He's just got to stay healthy. So give me Palmer.
Give you Palmer. What about you, Moss? What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm on the same page. Just that wide receiver room is just not really existing outside of Ladd McConkey. Yeah. Ladd's a rookie.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say.
But do we see Burton being better down the road more so than Palmer? I mean, like, I get the short term, but, like, what are you thinking long term?
We like Burton's landing spot.
Yeah, we like Burton's landing spot, but I just don't know. I don't know if he's, like, a long-term solution answer. Like, they could bring some more people in or draft better more people next year.
That's a good point. I'm going to go Jermaine Burton. Yeah. I'm going to go Jermaine Burton, and I don't hate you guys for going Palmer because this is close, right?
Yeah,
this
is close.
But I'm going to go Burton just because what happens with T. Higgins? I mean, Cincinnati's wide receiver room could get topsy-turvy too. Like, I mean, it might not. I just think I'd rather gamble on Burton with Joe Burrow, but I do like Justin Herbert and Palmer too.
Yeah.
I don't hate you on that. Like, I think you could go either way, but this is close. But give me the youth on this one. Like, if I was on the clock and I was like a middle-of-the-road team, I'd probably make this trade.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close. It definitely is. And I do like I like Burton's landing spot. We talked about that. But I like Josh Palmer too. I'm kind of a fan. I mean, he obviously wasn't good enough to slide into that wide receiver two role last year until circumstances hit that put him there. But I still think that he's a serviceable wide receiver, and I think with Herbert, I mean, when it comes down to Herbert Burrow, I love them both, but I like Herbert. He stays healthy better.
So you're going with the Palmer side, too.
Yeah, but it's real close. Like Jermaine Burton because, like you said, that receiver room there can go either way, too.
Yeah, just something to keep in mind. But, like, I mean, honestly, like, I think you guys can agree on this, and we'll move on to the next one. But I think if you're a middle-of-the-road rebuilding a team, you know, this could be a trade you might want to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Jermaine Burton could definitely – I mean, you can't get mad at where he went.
No.
I mean, that's kind of best case scenario for a late-round guy like that, so that's perfect.
Yeah, and sometimes it's nice to gamble on a guy like that because we know what Palmer is. He's a decent player. That's it. Like, he's nothing. He's never going to be a special player.
Yeah, and if Vlad McConkey turns out to be great and they get another good receiver, we could see Palmer fizzle right out. Right. So, I mean, you just never know.
Yep.
I get it.
All right, we'll get our next one here. We'll let Mus spin that one.
Oh.
Mus is up.
Give him a shitter.
Vlad McConkey.
Or Zay Flowers.
Okay.
Vlad McConkey or Zay Flowers, Mus.
I'm going Vlad.
Yeah. I love it, Mus.
You're going Vlad?
I'm going the Vlad. I just like the landing spot with the Chargers. Harbaugh, Herbert. And, I mean, he's tied there. Zay Flowers kind of a little bit of a head case, kind of seems like.
trust the quarterback play more,
and
too.
I trust the quarterback play, and it just doesn't seem like Zay has the ceiling.
And, you know, I'm glad. Like, to me, like, you know, for a lot of people, I think they'll think this is close. I don't. But I think this is a good one that we did it. Like, I'm with you. I'm going Vlad McConkey. But a lot of people would think this is close, and if you are on the clock, this is a trade I think you could make, and I think down the road it might be a good trade for you. So I like Vlad McConkey with Justin Herbert. Like you guys said, the better quarterback play. Give me McConkey. Jim, how do you feel?
It is real close for me. It actually is. I like Zay Flowers. If it wasn't Baltimore and Lamar throwing him the ball, I mean, if he had somebody like Justin Herbert, I'd get Zay all day. Yeah. I think he's got the ingredients to be a superstar for sure. We don't know about Ladd yet, but yeah, it all comes down to Herbert, man. I love that guy. I think that you put anybody around him, they're going to succeed in some sort of way. Mike Williams did.
Keenan Allen,
Josh Palmer. I mean, there's even Gerald Everett looked all right at times with him. I mean, it's just. Herbert's a point scorer, and I like that offense. So yeah, give me part on that because we know a lot of the Ravens scoring comes from Lamar from his legs or Gus Edwards, which he's not there now, but they'll find another running back.
Derrick Henry,
yeah, exactly, Derrick Henry or whoever they want to give the ball to because they probably got four of them.
Right, yeah, it's McConkey by a mile for me. Jay, I've never really been a huge fan. He's just a guy that. You know, he's just going to consistently get you around 10 points, and that's that. Like, he
has the potential some games.
Sometimes get you maybe 20, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it last year, especially in the start set. He was like a 14-point game almost weekly.
Yeah, he's just
you weren't getting a big game.
He's just going to get you some decent points. I think Vlad, man, just with his volume this year alone, he's just going to – I think he's going to go off. He's going to be one of the top-rated receiving rookies coming out just because of the volume and the landing spot with Herbert, man. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised with Vlad McConkey. It's going to be fireworks there with him and Herbert.
Absolutely, and I think – I mean, last year, obviously, we talked this. I mean, they got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. You're not thinking Vlad's going to be
– right.
But the circumstances of this offseason and stuff, it's lining up perfect for Vlad.
Yeah, and just the way he plays, I mean, it's going to help him in a fantasy aspect and just Herbert getting him the ball because he's a great route runner and he's going to get the ball quick and he's going to make plays happen, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll move on, and it's TJ's turn. Let him spin the wheel.
Now that we know these landing spots, this makes it a little bit more fun.
Right, Jordan Love.
Ooh, Marshawn Lloyd or Zach Charbonnet?
Oh, wow.
Boy, this is a tough call here, boy. You know, we know that Seattle's a running style offense. They did bring in the Ravens offensive-minded coordinator. We know Josh Jacobs is definitely the starting back there, but like who's behind him? But there's AJ Dillon. I think I'm going to go Zach Charbonnet on this one, and it's close. It's really close. I just think that there's a chance that we could see Charbonnet with the new offense in Seattle a little bit more. We know AJ Dillon's still in Green Bay. Like, I don't think that's going to last much longer. Marshawn Lloyd is by far the more talented back, but I'm glad we went over this one too because this is very. Two situations that are very similar.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like from a year apart, two guys we kind of really liked the film, just did not get a good landing spot from an NFL standpoint. But I'm going to go Charbonnet. I think he's definitely going to be able to be on the field just a little bit more. He's someone that I could see maybe touching the ball a little bit more as well. So I'm going to go with Charbonnet. Jim, how do you feel?
It's really close for me, but I think I'm leaning more the Marshawn Lloyd side. I think I like him a lot. I haven't got him yet. I've been trying to get him in every rookie draft. I haven't yet got him. Just hasn't fell into my spot yet. So I think he's the best. I think he's one of the best out of them late round guys for sure. I think that, or not late round, but out of the Jonathan Brooks and Trey Benson realm. Give me Marshawn Lloyd for sure. I think he's going to have a decent season. I know that they were comparing him to Aaron Jones, which I ain't comparing him to nobody yet. But it's not hard to beat out A.J. Dillon, I don't think. And I do like Zach Charbonnet a lot, but I love K-9.
Yeah.
It's just it's a tough spot. I don't think he's going to – I mean, I think he's going to get work. And K-9, you never know what could happen there. But I think he's going to get work. But I think Marshawn Lloyd could start by midseason, you know.
Over Josh Jacobs.
Well, you never know if he stays healthy either, though. That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's going to get all – I don't think he's going to start, I guess, but I think he could be like a Jalen Warren type guy, get some work, third down work, stuff like that. I think he could still carve out some type of role because it's A.J. Dillon behind Jacobs. It's not going to be great.
Right.
Jimmy, I've been sitting in the Green Bay running slot for a long time. I know how it's going to go. They got a fetish for A.J. Dillon, and they're going to run him. I'm telling you right now, they love A.J. Dillon. And I'm out of that whole backfield until AJ's gone. I can't stand it.
Quadzilla.
Yeah.
I still think Josh Jacobs did well. When it comes to AJ Dillon, I still think that they're not going to give Josh Jacobs isn't going to be a three down back.
No, they're all going to get a chance, but I think I'm going to go Charbonnet by a hair. And I know I really was on Musk last year about Charbonnet, but really the chances he got, he looked the part. He just really didn't get many chances. He's a decent pass-catching back. It just sucks he's still sitting behind K-9 because he did look decent, and I really didn't mind him out of college. The landing spot completely killed it for me. But I think I'll take him by a hair, and that's just because, I mean, I like Lloyd, too, coming out of college, but, boy, being behind Josh Jacobs, and like I said, I know how they are with Dillon. Like, he's going to get a lot of chances, especially a lot of the goal line chances and stuff in short yardage. So I don't know how that backfield's going to run, but I can just see Lloyd being the odd man out this year.
Yeah, Muscles?
Yeah, I gotta agree. I really like Charbonnet last year. I think I'm going to stick with him. Lloyd, I think Jacobs signed a multi-year deal, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 2 or 3 years
ago. So Jacobs is there. Then, like Ty said, they just love A.J. Dillon for some odd reason. Now, if he does take over A.J. Dillon's role, then we could flip-flop there.
Absolutely.
But until they prove that they can
get away from him.
Yeah. And I think the last point I want to make is, too, like this offense, this style offense we see coming in Seattle with the new coach, with the new offensive coordinator, like they want to run the ball. I mean, they did with Pete Carroll, too. But they want to run the ball.
Yeah, I will say one more thing, though, about, I mean, they like A.J. Dillon. It's no doubt. But, I mean, they did, you know, Patrick Taylor came up from the practice squad last year and ran some, too. I mean, they're not fully sold on Dillon. And I don't think they're going to want to run the wheels off Josh Jacobs.
Quadzilla.
Seen this story too many times.
You think they love Dillon that much?
Oh, telling you, man, Aaron Jones runs hot, just so freaking good, and they just take him out, and it's just Dillon show. I know. It's unbelievable. Like,
I think that's what they're going to do with Josh Jacobs, is run him hard and then take him out, but I think that it's going to be Marshawn Lloyd back here instead of A.J. Dillon.
I hope, Jim, I hope, because he's like the scary monster under your bed. He just never wants to go away. I just have had enough.
We'll be seeing him ride his bike to training camp again this year, A.J. Dillon.
He better.
All right, we'll move on to the next one then. I'll spin her this time.
All right, Jim's up.
All right.
Will Levis or Bryce Young?
Ben Sinnott or Pat Freiermuth?
Oh, God.
All right.
Give him Pat F. I love Ben Sinnott, but Pat F, nah, I'm just kidding. He can't stay healthy, so give me Sinnott. I'm just kidding. I can't get Freiermuth. I thought I liked him after his first year, but I just don't think that he can stay healthy long enough to play.
Man. Wow.
What was that face about, Moss?
I like old Freiermuth.
Of course you do.
He can't stay healthy.
He does.
He can't. No.
Sucks.
I mean, he gets hurt almost every time he gets hit.
Yeah.
Sucks, man.
He gets up slow every time he gets
fumbles.
Tackled.
fumbles the ball. He's a scrub.
Yeah, I thought I did like him the first year or two, but I'm out, man. There's no more Muth for me.
No.
Ain't Heath.
So, yeah. So Ty, you're going Sinnott too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I heard trade rumblings possibly of Freiermuth getting dealt at the draft. I was praying. Yeah. I hate Freiermuth.
Yeah, we talked last show about, about Sinnott. He was my tight end too, for sure, like, out of this class.
And like we said, Jim, Washington always develops good tight ends. Yeah. I mean, they always have someone good in the arsenal. Hell, they have since Chris Cooley, so.
Yep.
Yeah, give me Sinnott. I'm just not a Freiermuth fan at all. I mean, and just like Jim said perfectly, he just never stays healthy. You can't trust the guy. So
yeah, I just can't believe how, like, I thought it was kind of close.
Oh, it is close. Yeah, I mean,
I know, the way Jimmy sounded, it was like, so it wasn't. I was like,
not close for me.
Yeah, when you're a fan, yeah, it's I mean, that guy, he's not very good.
You watch him every week.
Yeah, I watch him every week.
I'm just curious,
man,
to how he does with, like, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields.
So who you going with, Moss?
I think I might go Freiermuth.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm going Freiermuth too.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy, maybe. But I'm not sold on that. And Washington does develop tight ends.
Darnell Washington should be the starter, is what it should be going on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now, with Arthur Smith, I'm with you, Muscle. I want to see what he can do.
I kind of want to see what he can do too.
I'd rather see Michael Pruitt in there.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Pruitt. Yeah. Picked him up free agency from Atlanta.
Yeah, that's okay. I think we'll stick with St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
Darnell should be starting.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Darnell should get some more playing time.
Oh, damn right. He better, too.
He gets up after a hit. He doesn't just lay there.
Can block.
Grab his back.
So you're saying one for one, you both would trade Freiermuth straight up for Sinnott?
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
You would?
Yep. Yeah. I wouldn't lose sleep over it either.
I would take Freiermuth.
I think I would, too.
Yeah. Now, it's not a trade I would make, though, because first of all, I wouldn't have Freiermuth with my roster. Second of all, I wouldn't be going after Sinnott. But if I had to, yeah.
Yeah, somebody, if you had Freiermuth and somebody sent you that trade, I would.
I would, too.
Yeah, I would.
Give me St. Paddy's Day.
All right.
Is this me?
No, it's Ty.
No, don't jump your gun. My turn. Troy Franklin or Quentin Johnson? Oh, wow.
That one's close.
Jeez, these are good. This is tough.
They are good.
Vet versus rookie, Troy Franklin versus Quentin Johnson. Who do you think has more hope, Ty?
You know, the whole Bo Nix and Troy Franklin thing reminds me of Mason Rudolph and James Washington. I just don't see it working.
That's a good comparison, actually.
Yeah, I just don't see it working, and I'm not a Quentin Johnson guy. I mean, don't get me wrong, but again, I've said it. If anyone's going to unlock him, it will be Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't think it's going to happen, but I believe in Harbaugh, and maybe he can figure out how to unlock the guy because he is a physical specimen, man. He's just someone's got to learn how to use him correctly, and I just feel like the last regime just didn't use him correctly, and it just didn't work, and it was a disaster. But I believe in Harbaugh, and I believe in, like I said, the tools the guy has. So hopefully he can get her turned around, and I'll take Johnson.
All right.
Yeah, what do you think, Moss?
Captain Denver here.
I'm taking Troy Franklin. I think he'll do all right with Bo Nix. I think he's just going to do enough to be better than Quentin Johnson. I'm just out on Quentin Johnson.
So you're sitting there, middle third round, Franklin's on the board. You would flip QJ to take Troy Franklin.
Yep.
I would.
I know, just waiting for that. I was waiting for it.
I wouldn't.
I would.
What are you doing, DJ?
I'm with Ty. I would go Quentin Johnson by a hair. And, I mean, if I had, like, this isn't a trade I'm planning on making, like Ty said, but, like, this just opens your eyes maybe, like, where we're valuing people, maybe where people are being valued comparison career-wise. I mean, if I could pick up Quentin Johnson for cheap like this, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, middle third round, I mean, I would take a stab at that point if I was a middle-of-the-road rebuilder. I'm like you, Ty. I believe in Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. And Justin Herbert more than I believe in Bo Nix and company.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I got to go with him, Moss. I got to go with QJ. I think that, I mean, I've never had a problem with his size, his athleticism, nothing like that. I don't think that he was used correctly either. He didn't look like he was having fun there. I think with Harbaugh there, it might be a new light. I think he's going to play a lot better. I don't think he's going to light the world on fire or anything, but I do think that without Keenan Allen and Mike Williams there, I think he's going to be more motivated to try to carve himself out a role. So I think he's going to play a lot better. Troy Franklin, man, I'm just not – Denver their quarterback situation scares me with any receivers on their team right now. Give me the young guy or give me the old guy.
Yeah, you're going with the veteran.
They're not really old. He's only 22. 22 to 21. They're only like 6 months apart in age. So yeah. It's not really much there. But yeah, give me QJ.
Well, he's got the draft capital too. He's a first round pick. So, I mean, his crap doesn't stink compared to what Franklin's will. I mean, he's going to get chances, no doubt.
You surprised Muscles took Franklin, Todd?
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised with anything Muscles says anymore. All I'm just going to say is for my fans and for fans that are kind of divided. Please move to my side. This guy's going to lead you down a path of darkness and a lot of losses.
I'm going
towards the light, and there's wins all around, baby. So come with me, and you'll see.
Come with me if you want to live.
Muss is up now.
Muss has spin.
All right.
Muss, you got to spin it.
You didn't even have to take Ty's turn.
Marvin Mims or Javon Baker?
Oh wow. My God.
Muss was getting over there.
Marvin Mims or Javon Baker, Muss? Who's it going to be?
Oh, man. You got to go Marvin Mims on this.
Muss, are you saving phase? Yeah.
I think I got to go Baker.
Okay.
Yeah. So you actually rejected Mims on this show. Live.
Yeah.
Good thing you didn't have Javonte Williams on there, though.
And he's doing it over a guy.
Take him over anybody.
And he's doing it over a guy that's being picked in the third round, ladies and gentlemen.
I like Javon Baker lately. I think he's getting a lot of the right hype.
All right, yeah, I'm with you, Muss. I'm going Javon Baker. I like this Patriots offense. I think it's up and coming slowly. Denver, as Jimmy said on the last one there, that they don't have a great quarterback or offense in general right now. We know New England's kind of on the rise, and Baker's the kind of guy that, like, you could just throw it up to him.
Yeah.
You know, he's a big X-type receiver. He can make some of his own plays happen. But, yeah, I'm definitely going Baker here. Jim?
Give me Baker all day. I'm not a Marvin Mims fan. I mean, we said it he last year a lot, too. I mean, he's a kick returner. That's what he
Thanks,
is.
Jim.
Yeah. All right, so, Ty, let me guess. You're going Marvin Mims, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If special teams points were a factor, I would maybe think about it. But if we're actually talking about real fantasy football, give me Javon Baker. And it's not even – I like the guy. I think he's going to be a decent player.
Yeah.
Getting Drake May, I think them two fit really nicely. And the guy's got a chip on his shoulder. He's already talking, saying that he didn't believe 10 receivers are better than him being taken ahead of him. So the guy's going to be motivated, and I think that's a really nice landing spot for him. And, again, too, I think he's got a really easy path to be a guy there.
It's going to be hard to be what Amon-Ra St. Brown is, but he reminds me of Amon-Ra St. Brown the way that he got to college, you know, wasn't into how many receivers were taken ahead of him. And look what he's doing. I mean,
yeah,
I love that guy.
He's definitely got a chip on his shoulder. So, like, let me say this right now. Muss, you know, so you're sitting there. You would make this trade, Marvin Mims for Javon Baker, if you were in a draft right
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, even in a win now posture, you would do that? I would.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. So how high do you think Marvin Mims finishes?
Oh, man.
What'd he finish
like? Do you think Javon Baker outscores him this year?
Yes.
Ty says yes.
I don't know. I think it'll be close.
Be close?
I think so.
This year?
Yeah. This year, yeah.
I think they'll both be wide receiver threes.
Yeah, yep. That's what I was going to say.
And I think Baker edges them out just by a little bit. Ty says it won't be close.
If either of them have a chance to be a wide receiver too, though, Baker, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mims is going to be that boom guy. I think he's more of a best ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, Muss likes his best ball, guys.
I do.
He's a best ball fiend, best ball mania over at Underdog Fantasy.
5'11", buck 80.
5'11", buck 80. Number 89 last year receiver was.
Yeah.
Averaged 4 points a game.
Ooh.
Damn. Super Bowl bound, boys.
That's exciting.
It'll get better.
Super Bowl bound.
So it's my turn now.
Yep, huh? TJ's in a spinner now.
All right, let's see what we have.
Get another set here.
We have Jalen McMillan or Jonathan Mingo.
Oh, right. Wow. These are tough.
This is kind of close to me with Carolina's new offense, but I'm going to go with the upside. I'm going to go with the younger guy here, most likely. I mean, these guys are close in age, but I'm going to go with Jalen McMillan. I see an empty spot in Tampa Bay's slot position. I mean, we know Trey Palmer's there. That's who he's going to compete with for that job. We know Chris Godwin doesn't usually stay healthy for a whole season. Mike Evans is getting older. I think Jalen McMillan has a path to relevancy here, and he's, you know, kind of an underneath A good route runner type of guy. I think Baker will like a guy like that. Jonathan Mingo, man, I'm kind of just completely out on him. I mean, I never really was in. I never really liked the film when we watched film last year on these guys. When he went to Carolina, I knew we could just put a tombstone on him, and that's kind of what happened. And you got to think now, Carolina brings in Deontay Johnson. They bring in Xavier Leggett. They still have guys like Terrace Marshall. So it seems like they're ready to maybe move on a little bit from Jonathan Mingo already. So when they're kind of telling you that, I would definitely make this trade. I would trade Jonathan Mingo for Jalen McMillan in the rookie draft if I had the opportunity. Jim, how do you feel?
Last year, I would have took Mingo, to be honest. I didn't mind Mingo's tape. I mean, I didn't watch a ton of it, and I didn't love it. But I think that he was going to be a little bit better than what he was with his situation last year, because there wasn't a whole lot there for him to have to compete with to get targets. But fast forward to now, give me Jalen McMillan. I mean, it's not even really close to me now, because I think Leggett is definitely the better receiver out of them two. And then, you know, you got them veteran guys and you got Deontay Johnson. I just think, yeah, no. I'm out on Mingo at this point.
Yeah, I'll definitely go McMillan as well. Even if it ain't this year, it will definitely be next year. He's definitely going to get a good role. And yeah, it's like we were saying too, Carolina's receiving corps, it's getting real crowded, and it's just not a real, real pretty crowd. And he still looks like he's not going to get as much time as some of them guys in that offense. So, do what you will about that. But I think McMillan's going to be a better player down the line, no doubt about it. So,
yeah, I got to agree. I think they're giving up on Mingo. So I would re-roll the dice and just try with McMillan.
Yep. Is there any chance Mingo gets his shot somewhere else? Probably not. I don't think so.
Probably not. And, I mean, it's a shame because I was like you. I kind of like his frame.
I do. I like Mingo. Yeah. I mean, I did. What do you think? You think there's a shot he gets somewhere else?
I mean, I think he'll end up on another team. As far as, like, how great of a shot he gets, I don't see it. He almost have to go somewhere where they're so wide receiver needy, or they have so many injuries to where he's on the field. Boy, that's just a long shot.
And they have wide receiver has such a small shelf life too. Like, if you don't show really anything early on, you're not gonna. I mean, there's so many good ones, man. There's so many good receivers, and if you don't show a lot of promise, really any promise, you're in big trouble. So I really don't see him after Carolina getting much of a chance down the line if you don't improve.
And you know, like, these are close.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they're close because, like, these are some examples of some trades or some moves that you can make.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like to me, I would love to re-roll the dice on Jalen McMillan over Jonathan Mingo. Oh,
absolutely.
And there's people out there that wouldn't mind giving Mingo a shot. But, right, like, everything we just said, I just don't see him having a path to relevancy. And when Carolina's basically telling you, when they go out and get Deontay Johnson, they go out and get Xavier Leggett. Adam Thielen's still there. Forgot about him.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically telling you, like, we want to re-roll the dice as a franchise. So as a dynasty owner, I would want to re-roll the dice as well.
Absolutely.
100%. I'm going to do my spin. We'll see what we get. We're going to get Bo Nix or Bryce Young.
Bo Nix or Bryce Young. Boy,
I already know where he's going.
Give me the two bottom of the barrel guys. All right, I'll take Bo Nix over Bryce Young by a mile and a half. And I'll take anybody else pretty much over Bo Nix by another mile and a half. So.
Wow. Well, hey, you grandma spinned the wheel. That's what you get. That was a horrible spin.
It was. I wasn't happy with it either.
That was like the old lady on The Price is Right that spun the money wheel. It was like whenever they have to help her. Jim, I thought I was expecting a big spin. So, but you ended up with Bo Nix and Bryce Young.
Bo and Bryce, yep. So, I'll take Bo.
Are you taking Bo?
I am. I do not like Bryce Young. I think he's, I mean, I think you can put Randy Moss times three around him and he's going to have his problem.
Wow,
that's some serious hate. So even with Dave Canales there, you don't feel any.
No, it's like Antoine Randwell playing quarterback. He's 5'10". He just, yeah.
So I'm out. So you're taking Bo.
Didn't impress. His arm didn't impress me. Kenny Pickett and him are about identical.
Yeah, Drew Brees was like 5'10". Jim.
Yeah, but he could throw it pretty good.
Damn right he could.
So you're going Bo. Ty, who are you going?
I want to go Bryce Young. sorry, Jimbo. But no, it's all right. Honestly, though, he does look like a child amongst boys out there. He's a number one overall pick. He's going to get a lot of chances.
And that's it, yeah.
It seems like Like, they're trying to help him. Like, it's not great, but they're trying to help him. So he is their guy, at least for the next couple of years, I would think. And I feel like they are getting a little bit better as a football team, and there's nowhere really else to go but up. I mean, he was quarterback 23 last year, and it was a nightmare. I mean, they were horrible. So I think he could crack maybe into like a 16-17 type of guy this year, just with the improved help. And, yeah, they brought in Dave Canales, so that's obviously going to help. And to me, Bo Nix, for me, if they're that bad and they have number one overall pick, he could be replaced within a year. So if they get the number one overall pick, he's going to be taking a bench spot in a year.
It's my personal against. It's a little personal for me against Bryce. I'm not huge on him, so I don't think Bo Nix is going to be great either. But I still don't think Bryce Young's going to be a starter in the NFL for more than another 4 years.
To your credit, you said that you would take Bo over Bryce by a mile, and you take anyone else over Bo by a mile.
That's right.
So I did hear you say that. Jimmy goes Bo, Ty goes Bryce. Moss, this is your Denver team here. What are you
going
to do?
Oh, I'm going Bryce. I think he just has I just agree with you guys where Denver could be a top five pick next year. And if they are a top five pick,
I think it's a lock.
Yeah, I mean, if they are a top five pick, do they draft another quarterback? You know?
That's probably what they'll do. They'll probably be a real good one.
Well, then, like I said, then Bryce Young's got to be your guy. I mean, they're trying to build around him. Do they give him another chance after next year? I don't know.
We talked about this on the last show, T. I'm interested to see what you say. See what you think about it. Say Carolina gets number one overall pick again this year. Will they go quarterback? Would they replace Bryce Young? Do you think they would replace him?
I'd like to see the prospects there, but if there's someone there that's worthy of being the number one overall pick, yes. Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's the NFL, man. Like we've seen it. We've seen it with Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray. I mean, these guys, I mean, Kenny Pickett, look how long his leash wasn't long at all. You got to think, like, a lot of people already got fired from Carolina from that regime. Yeah. Frank Reich. So they're kind of, I mean, there's probably still some people there in the front office, but a lot of them ain't accountable. So, you know, they wouldn't mind moving on and starting fresh. So, yeah, I think they would. But I'm with you guys. I'm going Bryce Young by a tad. And I know what Jimmy's saying. I mean, we're talking bottom of the barrel here.
We are.
But I will say this. I do think if there's any hope for Bryce Young, I think what Carolina did bringing in Dave Canales, we've seen him fix Geno Smith. We've seen him fix Baker Mayfield. Maybe he helps Bryce Young out. I know, like Andy said, Carolina did spend a lot of money on their interior line, and they did draft Jonathan Brooks. Maybe they try to get a running game going, help the kid out. So
it isn't promising for Bryce Young. Look at that week 10 after. Like, look at them numbers. Like, that is really bad.
Yeah, you got to realize that this Carolina team was bad. It was as bad could get.
This should be the worst situation that Bryce Young's ever in. I mean, they're trying to build around them, so hopefully they succeed.
Absolutely.
I mean, their defense played well last year, but now they're going all offense. It's in a turn ship somehow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. So it's a lot of people, that's an option. So
yep, we're gonna let Ty spin.
Come on, spinner. Here we go. Come on. That's a B spin there.
It was.
Xavier Leggett or Khalil Shakir? Give me Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
I like his game. I don't think he's going to be a stud by any means, but I think, again, he's another guy. He's a plug-and-play guy, and I'm really comfortable with him. And last year, he was a guy I was really trying to get in as a throw-in, and then, reluctantly, a lot of people threw him in trades. So I got him in quite a few leagues.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, and there really isn't much there. Keon Coleman now and like Curtis Samuel. I mean, there really isn't much there. So he's definitely going to see a lot of time. And I think that Josh Allen's going to want him out there because it's a familiar name that he knows how to get in the ball. He looked good against the Steelers in the playoffs. Like, so he was even playing a little bit in the playoffs and looking pretty good. So, yeah, I'll take Khalil Shakir as a young guy just to have on my roster and a plug and play. Leggett, I almost threw up whenever they drafted him and they were trying to compare him to A.J. Brown. That is laughable. I don't think he's going to last in the league. I think he's going to be just kind of like Terrence Marshall, just like Mingo. They're just he's just another guy on that roster, and I just think that him being a first-round pick was a complete mistake, and I think they screwed up big time, and I just think, again, he's just going to be another Carolina receiver just going to sit there until his contract's up and see you later.
Yeah.
So Ty's going Shakir, Muss?
I might take the gamble on Leggett. Just first-round capital. I'm going to take the gamble. I don't think either one of these guys are going to be really that relevant, but I'm going to take a gamble that Leggett with this first round capital. They're trying to build something in Carolina. I'm going to take a gamble on them. I'm not a real big fan of them, but
Ty's disgusted right now.
Yeah, you're going to take gamble. You said gamble four times in that two sentence there. I mean, holy crap. Gamble, 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 gamble.
Gamble.
It's like rolling five dice and getting 5 sixes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like trying to go for a Yahtzee and just putting it in your junk category.
Yeah. All right.
Here you go with DJ.
I'm going to go with Khalil Shakir. And Amos, I can see why you're doing this. If Xavier Leggett could be that guy, that X-type guy, I understand why you're doing it. I just hate Carolina with their track record of receivers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know that don't matter, but, like, they profile these guys all similarly. Like, they love these big guys that cannot run routes.
Right.
And, I mean, and
DJ Moore was the exception.
Yeah, that was, like, the only one. And it's funny, they draft a guy that can run routes and he hits. You know, then they go out and get these big X-type guys that are down the field, contested catch-type players. And you got to think, like, Bryce Young, and I said this during the draft, like, Xavier Leggett, if you're an Xavier Leggett fan, the worst landing spot for him was Carolina, because Bryce Young is not that type of quarterback that's going to get him the ball the way he needs to get the ball.
Yep.
So, like, Will Levis, like, if Xavier Leggett went to Tennessee, I'd be way happier, because we know Will Levis will just throw it down the field.
Right.
I mean, we know that. So, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm like Ty. There isn't much in Buffalo. Shakir is a guy that Allen, we've seen, you know, has a little bit of rapport with. I mean, he's going to have to throw to somebody outside of Kincaid. So I kind of like Shakir. I think he's kind of sneaky. I'm okay with it. And it's close. It is close. But if I'm sitting there and I could get Khalil Shakir for like 2.6, 2.7, where Leggett's going, I think I make that deal.
Let me add in here before Jimmy starts to. Leggett just doesn't really seem like an intelligent guy either. Like, going on there and saying, oh, yeah, Carolina told me if I'm there at 33, they're picking me. Like, who the fuck says that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Who says that? I don't know if he was just trying to say that, so, like, maybe it's like someone liked him, like, oh, they're going to get him at 33, we better pick him earlier. But, like, yeah, that to me, that's also a red flag. Like, even something that simple, it's just like, who? I've never heard a player say that, oh, yeah, this team said they're taking me right here.
Right.
Caleb Williams didn't even say, oh, yeah, Bears got me one. I'm going. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it is weird. I agree. I'm on the Shakir train for sure. I the same as you, man. I tried to get him in a lot of offseason deals that I could. I think he's not great, but I think he's going to be – I mean, it's the Bills score points. So yeah,
serviceable guy, to nice have on your bench.
He was okay last year. I had him I plugged him in at flex in a few weeks when I had to.
Yep.
So I think this year going forward, no Stephon Diggs there, add a couple not-so-great receivers, give me Shakir.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to Moss.
Here you. All right, Moss going for the big spin. Who's it going to be?
Corley or Josh Downs?
Oh, Malachi Corley or Josh Downs. Moss.
This one hits.
These are all tough. These are good questions. Damn, that is tough.
That is tough. I might go Corley.
Oh, Moss.
And it burns me. But we just don't know how Anthony Richardson is as a passer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to trust Aaron Rodgers. His Achilles is going to hold up. Mike Williams is never healthy. I mean, either if Mike Williams is healthy or not, I think Corley's still going to be in the slot. But, yeah, Mike Williams is just never healthy. I feel like that's going to open up targets for Corley. Josh Downs I love, but he can never stay healthy. He's already proven that. And, I mean, Mitchell, where's he going to play?
So, like, is the Mitchell influencing you any on this? Like, is that a part of it or not?
Not really. I want to say a little bit, but not really.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I just don't think Anthony Richardson can support Pittman. I'm sure AD is going to eat in somewhat, but I don't think he can support AD. And when Josh Downs is healthy, so I love Downs other than that. But
so yeah. We've seen Corley going a lot right in the middle part of the third round, pretty much, Moss. So, like, are you saying, like, you would trade Downs if he was there in the third round? You would trade Downs?
It's tough. I don't think I could.
I mean, well, you're saying you would go Corley. So.
I know. I guess if Corley's there, I think I would gamble on Corley. But I just, yeah, because Downs just can't stay healthy. I love Downs.
Downs, he played every game.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah.
But he was banged up about every game, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had a nagging injury in the back half, but he played.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm going to go Downs. And Moss, I can see why you're doing this. These are close to me. I mean, and that's what we tried to make them tough decisions, because this is going to open a lot of people's eyes. Like, would you give up this player for this pick? Would you give up this pick for this player?
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm like you. I am worried about the Colts as far as, like, can Anthony Richardson provide for everybody? But I do think Adonai Mitchell helps Josh Downs.
Yeah.
Because now you got Pittman and Mitchell going downfield, and we all know we're all not Mitchell fans, but I do think he'll open it up for Downs underneath. And we know Anthony Richardson, man, hey, it's easy. When you got a slot-type receiver, now Josh Downs can play solely in the slot, and he's someone that you know, okay, he's a good separator, and if you are looking at one read and maybe taking it down and run, maybe you get a comfort level with Josh Downs underneath if he's separating. So I'm going to go Josh Downs by hair, but I don't blame you for going Corley because this is close. But give me Downs. Jim?
Give me Downs. I like Downs, too. I mean, neither of them guys. I like Corley, that he could be like that slash guy. Downs is small, and that scares me about him and staying healthy and everything like that. I just don't think that Malachi Corley's going to carve out any type of big role soon. I think Josh Downs is on the field most of the game. So give me Downs.
When is Indy ever going to draft a tight end?
I know.
They never do.
Last decent one was Eric Ebron.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Josh Downs, too. I'm going to stick with my boy. He did have a nagging injury in the back half of the year, and it clearly showed. He was horrible in the back half of the year. Absolutely putrid. The first half, he looked the part, but we do got to look at the first couple weeks Richardson played. He didn't really put up great numbers, so that is disappointing. I really don't believe in the arm of Anthony Richardson, but I'm going to have to if I'm going to rule with Downs here. I think he'll definitely have the better year. I think he'll play a little bit, but I don't know who said it. Someone on this show said it, or it could have been Andy, and they were right. Corley probably going to get too crazy of a chance starting out because Aaron Rodgers really don't trust rookies that much. He likes the veteran guys. He's got a lot of his buddies there, and Lazard and Randall Cobb and stuff.
Mike Williams.
So,
that's a good point.
So he ain't going to come out of the gate swinging, I don't think. He'll do all right, but he ain't going to do nothing crazy off the hop. So I'm going to go Downs just based off potential. He did look pretty good through a couple games of the year. That Cleveland game was really nice. He had 125 yards on a touchdown, which is tough against that Cleveland D. So showed signs of life. So hopefully Anthony Richardson can keep Downs going here.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Well, we're going to go. Was it my turn now? All right. So we had 3 Downs, 1 Corley on that one. So we'll see. It's funny, too, how some of these are so split.
Yeah.
So mine is Jonathan Brooks or Kenneth Walker.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, this is a tough one. I love Kenneth Walker, but give me Jonathan Brooks. I see him. He was the best back in this class. I honest to God feel if he wouldn't have the ACL injury, he would have been a lot higher of a first-round draft pick. I mean, he is that talented. And I love Kenneth Walker, but, you know, it just seems like they like to try to run someone else in Seattle every once in a while. They got them receivers there. We know Jonathan Brooks, to me, with the interior line, like I said, that Carolina spent on, this could be huge. So I think they're going to want to run the ball. He's going to be the bell cow there. I think I'm going Brooks if I had to choose.
Yeah, I can't go Brooks over K-9. I got to go K-9. I do like Jonathan Brooks. He's a great running back. I think you're right about the injury. Would have went a little better, but I think K-9's, you know, top tier for me. I got to keep him up there, just because we see what he can do if they give him a workload and he's healthy. He's about as good as they come.
I'm gonna go Kenneth Walker. But that's based off of the knee injury. I don't know if I can trust Brooks coming off the knee injury for a player like Kenneth Walker. But I like K-9, but I'm starting to think, like, is he one of the more overrated players?
Oh, he is. He's not my number two.
And that's why, like, when we talk Travis Etienne and Kenneth anything. Walker, like, they're in that same tier to me. Like, they're good players, but people act like they are great players.
Yeah, they got such a big name, but, they don't, like, if you need them in the spirit of the moment, like, sometimes they don't produce. So, yeah, I would go Kenneth Walker. That's just based off the knee injury of Brooks. That's it. That's based off of that because, Seattle does like to run Charbonnet a little bit. They like to run their other backs. But,
Brooks' landing spot, though?
No.
Yeah, that's what scares me the most.
Yeah, Then coming off that injury with that bad O-line, passing.
Well, they did spend on the interior,
though.
The Panthers did. They want to run the football with Dave Canales. I mean, like, I get what you're saying about the ACL. You're worried, but I think the landing spot's better than you think.
Yeah. Bryce Young and Jonathan Brooks are both going to be
who
good.
Did they bring that's, in? You know, who did they bring in?
They brought in two goals. I don't know who they were.
Yeah, like, I think one was something Dixon, but they spent a lot of money.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on the guards.
I've never heard them.
Well, I'll look them up. Keep talking.
Yeah, I don't
keep
really
talking?
Know a lot.
Yeah, I'll keep talking. To me, though, K-9 is overrated.
He is.
Like, he is based off his value.
Yeah, he is. But I think that Geno Smith struggling last year made him struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, they were kind of one-dimensional. Geno Smith couldn't throw the ball, couldn't move the ball downfield.
You couldn't do deadly poo.
No.
No, they really
couldn't. If they move the ball, I mean, that's a success for running backs. And I think that the better team has a chance to move the ball would be Seattle over Carolina.
They signed Robert Hunt to a 5-year, $63 million deal from the Dolphins, and they signed Damian Lewis to a 4-year, $53 million deal.
Never heard either of them.
Well, they obviously were the best guards in free agency, though, or at least some of them. So,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know anything about guards.
Well, yeah. I know the top ones, but you know the relevant ones,
right?
So I'm going Brooks. Ty and Jimmy are going Walker. Muss, who you going?
I might just for the time being have to go Walker. It does scare me with that knee injury of Brooks, and then going to Carolina because Carolina's just a dumpster fire right now until they turn around. Now, next year we could be eating our words. And I absolutely could see it coming because it is close to me.
And I'll be standing there with the spoon to feed you.
Yeah.
even if Walker has a top 20 finish, he'll pretty much have the same value.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just he's got a sexy name. Yep. He's just one of them guys.
Yeah.
Right.
Just is.
Right, yeah. You are right about that.
And I honestly think Brooks is insulated too. Because if he comes out and doesn't have a good year, they're going to blame it on the knee injury. So they're both actually pretty insulated.
Yeah.
I don't know about that so much, though.
There's a lot of
running backs with knee injuries. Nick Chubb, how many times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't give him an excuse every year.
Yeah, but I don't know. A lot of running backs with knee injuries do take a little bit of time.
Moss does it a lot. He did it with Javonte last year.
He just has too much for Javonte. That's it. He's comparing Jonathan Brooks to Javonte Williams. That's why I said he's
promising it's going to be a better year. Well, hell, it couldn't get any damn worse.
Uh-uh. All right, so three Walkers, one Brooks, and now Jim's up on the wheel.
All right, here we go.
Let's see what he gets.
I got a good one there. Oh, Jaden Daniels or Anthony Richardson?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Two scrubs.
Yep. Give me Anthony Richardson. I like Jaden Daniels a little bit. Not a lot. I think Anthony Richardson definitely is a better NFL quarterback, but it's kind of, you know, it's kind of Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson-y for me. So I'm going to go Anthony Richardson.
That's tough.
Now you want to talk about.
I like
about,
Michael Pittman.
Now you want to talk about bottom of the barrel. Now we're fishing bottom of the barrel. Yeah,
I like Michael Pittman. I like the receivers. I mean, I think that I think he's going to smarten up a little bit from the way he was running with his head down last year. But he can still run. He's good.
Have you watched Jaden Daniels in college try to run? It's like a chicken with his head cut off.
Yeah.
So, okay, Jim, you're going Richardson. Ty, I know you're chomping at the bit here.
Yeah, I'm going to clean my mouth out with acid after this, but I'm going to say Anthony Richardson. I don't know why. I mean, I think they both are horrible. I do. I think Richardson maybe has a little bit more of a ceiling just because he's built like a brick shit house. He is.
Right.
He's got to stay from taking them hits. If he keeps taking those hits, he ain't going to be around long. So I think he can at least be relevant. I do. I think they're both busts. I do. I think Jaden Daniels is garbage. Just not a J. I haven't even seen him play a snap yet, but I feel he's going to be a bust.
Okay.
You're Washington.
I know you're adamant about that. Muss, okay. Ty's going Richardson. I know you're flicking your pen over there.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Honestly, that's tough. Because, like, Anthony Richardson's tied with Shane Steichen, and he's got the build.
He got the sexy name,
too. He's got the sexy name, but, like, he just, I don't know. He just, the arm just hasn't translated. I mean, he didn't really look that good in college. He was with the arm. I just really like Jaden Daniels' arm, so I might go Jaden Daniels.
All right, so you're going Jaden Daniels.
I think so.
I'm going to stick with Jim and Ty. I'm going A-Rich here, Anthony Richardson, just because like what we seen last year, what he did them first couple weeks, the hype was unbelievable. And I'm saying like if Daniels doesn't do that, that it wouldn't. But like, and I'm like you, like Shane Steichen, I like Anthony Richardson as a runner. Michael Pittman,
yeah,
you know, is there. Jonathan Taylor's there. It's just a better offense as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Washington, we said it. They don't. Their quarterbacks never pan out. I mean, it's hard to hard to play QB.
It
in
doesn't
Washington.
Matter.
It does not matter. That's it.
All right. So Ty's
we're
up.
Get another one.
All right, Jatavion Sanders or Greg Dulcich.
All right, who are you gambling on here, Ty?
You know, I'm gonna ride with Greg Dulcich. I said it on the last show there, the last Fantasy Feud. Outside Brock Bowers, I don't like any of these tight ends. I'm not interested. I'm not going to overdraft them. Even if I really have a need, I'm going to go out and try to look to trade for a guy like Greg Dulcich. He is the guy in Denver. Bo Nix, rookie quarterback, he's going to be looking to, again, we always say it, these rookie quarterbacks, they lean on tight ends. That's their guy. So Greg Dulcich looked good his rookie year. Last year he got injured, really disappointing. I took him in quite a few drafts. I really like the guy. I like his play. So I'm hoping this year, injury-free season, I hope Bo Nix leans on him. I think Greg Dulcich could be a top 12 guy, no problem, as long as he gets the football. He's a really athletic guy, man. I like him.
So you're going Dulcich?
Absolutely.
Moss?
I might try Sanders. I just think that Carolina landing spot, I think Bryce Young's basically a rookie too. So, I mean, I think he might lean on him a little. And that offense is just ascending. Broncos offense, unfortunately, is probably descending. So I'm gonna gamble on the upside of Sanders, just in that new Carolina offense.
How did Hayden Hurst do there last year? Tight end 50,
probably. I mean, that's
he missed four games.
Yeah, he missed a lot of games too. I thought.
Yeah, he. Wow. Yeah, that was Bryce Young throwing the ball. His best finish, he had a tight end to finish outside that tight end 21.
That's Hayden Hurst. I feel like Sanders is a little bit better than Hayden Hurst.
Huh? Sanders?
Yeah.
Hayden Hurst, I thought was all right. Yeah, I mean, he could be when
great
he's healthy.
Cincy.
Yeah,
he looked great in Cincy. I'm going to go with Ty. I'm going to gamble on Dulcich. We know Sean Payton, I hate the injuries with this guy. He's kind of like the Christian Watson of tight ends. I mean, just cannot stay healthy, but yeah. He is an athlete. But, I mean, all in all, we know Sean Payton likes guys like this. Can he, you know, get him the ball? I mean, we'll see, you know.
And it does say a lot that they passed up on Brock Bowers because I really thought that's where they were going to go.
Yeah, they should have. They should have, though.
They should have.
So, Jim, I'm going Dulcich. This is up to you. You're the tight end connoisseur. Who's it going to be?
Dulcich. I mean, I don't want stock in Carolina Panthers. Just don't.
Even Jonathan Brooks.
I mean, I wouldn't. I'd take Jonathan Brooks over anybody else. But I just, I'm not hopeful for the future. I do like Dave Canales, but I just think that there's way too much to overcome there.
The team's a mess.
It is. Yeah, I just think there's a lot to overcome there. You got to kind of be Superman to come in there and turn that franchise around at this point. So I think. Dulcich, his injury troubles does hurt him, man. But at the same time, he's good when he's out there.
Yeah.
So, he's a game changer when he's healthy.
So we're getting a lot of 3-on-1s here. You know, yeah, that's
a lot of muss.
Yeah,
go figure.
Well, I'll say this: like if Jatavion Sanders, we've seen him mid late third. I wouldn't mind gambling on Dulcich for that. Either way, but yeah. I feel like I'm more better off with Dulcich.
I will say, though, if there's any Carolina front office guys listening, they maybe should give me a chance. I do have a pretty good track record on this show. So I think they should just give me a shot. I'd run the show there.
Is it Moss?
Oh, it's Moss's turn?
Thanks, yeah. All
right.
Did you do the Dulcich one?
I just did that one, yep.
All right. Jimmy's on it. He knows. I was trying to steal Moss's turn.
Brock Bowers or TJ Hawkinson?
Oh. Bum, bum, bum.
Must a big TJ Hawkinson fan.
I am.
Hawkinson. This is killing Moss.
Yeah, let me look. How old is Hawkinson? Does anybody know off the top of their head?
26, 27 maybe.
27, somewhere in there.
I think I'm going to roll Hawkinson.
Really?
I think so.
Nasty.
I don't like it. I don't really like this situation, to be honest. But
so like one for one, you could trade Brock Bowers for TJ Hawkinson right now. You're taking TJ Hawkinson.
I'd probably take Hawkinson. Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm not. I wouldn't really feel good about it. Honestly, I wouldn't feel good about it either way. But, yeah, I think I'm going to take Hawkinson in this one. He's 26. I mean, he is coming off the injury. It does kind of scare you, but he's also a free agent after next year, so he can choose where he goes.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to
– After the major injury, that's where he's going to be looking for, green.
But still.
Carolina bound, baby.
But, yeah, I mean, he's just proven it. I mean, not comparing Bowers to Kyle Pitts at all, because I think Bowers is a way better prospect than Pitts. But what if Bowers is the next Kyle Pitts? Like, we just don't know. We just don't know. So I'm going to take the for sure thing right now.
Bowers is practically for sure, Moss.
So is Kyle Pitts.
This is close.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Bowers because, I mean, just I like the age. The landing spot don't scare me as it does a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
I think the Raiders, we know they love athletes. They're intrigued by athletes. And you said it, must scheme, you know. Like, and I do think they put him in the slot quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to be a mismatch problem for a lot of people. So, I mean, this is close. I couldn't hate it either way. I mean, depending on the direction of your team, but I think I'm going Bowers for the longevity. I think he's going to be just as good, if not better. I just have that kind of confidence. Jim?
Yeah, give me Bowers. I like Hawkinson. Can't stay healthy, though. One of the big things. I mean, he's only 26, so he's not old. You know, early first-round guy, too, Hawkinson. I mean, he is good, but he's never – I mean, he's not tight end one ever. I mean, it's hard to go be tight end one over Travis Kelce, but I think he's kind of getting passed by some of these other younger guys that can stay healthy.
Right.
Jim, did I just catch you looking at Trey McBride when we're talking about TJ Hawkins?
See, you looking at Trey McBride.
I was going to say it, but I wasn't going to rub it in. But now I am because he caught me. But
Trey McBride's name.
After not starting until like week six last year, we pretty much matched Hawkinson's best statistical season.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not – I don't think he's amazing. He catches a lot of touchdowns. I like Hawkinson.
Yeah.
And the reason that he hasn't had the greatest seasons is because he never plays a whole season.
Right.
Hawkinson, I'm just going to gamble that Brock Bowers stays healthy. He plays decent.
You can clip this because this isn't really my thing, but I'd rather have the rookies than the veteran.
Yeah,
give me Brock Bowers. You got to remember too. Now Hawkinson don't have Kirk Cousins no more. That's JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, that was Dane. I mean, they were good together.
Yeah,
they Hawkinson were. And Cousins. It was about that was kind of the Mahomes Kelce tier type guys.
Who was Michigan's tight end? You know what I mean? He obviously didn't throw a lot to Michigan's tight end. It wasn't anyone special. So maybe he don't like throwing the tight end as much. It's a completely different quarterback change now. So don't be expecting Hawkinson to have the big numbers that he was, and you're not going to see it anyhow. Brock Bowers, hate the landing spot for him, but he is so good it does not even matter. Like, he could have went to Carolina, and I would still pick Brock Bowers.
You'd still be all on Brock Bowers.
Yeah, he's going to be a superstar. He's going to be the next Travis Kelce. Like, I really like Pitts coming out. But this guy, like, for sure, is one of my favorite players ever to come out. Like, this guy is a slam dunk. He will not miss. He's going to be a great player for a long time.
He is going to be good, I think. Yeah.
I'm with you on that, Ty. I think he will be, too.
All right, we're heading over to TJ for the next spin.
All righty, here we go. Let's see what we got. Michael Penix or Will Levis? Ooh. Ooh. Boy, this is getting kind of tougher here, isn't it? Oh, my.
Dude, did you make these?
Yeah, I did make these.
Y'all well done.
Thank you.
They're really good.
Yeah, they are really good. They are.
This is tough, but I think I'm going to go with Michael Penix. I mean, I love Will Levis, and I think this offense is getting better. He's one of my buys, but I've said it. Michael Penix, the things that scared me most was the injuries. We didn't know where he was going to end up. What kind of draft capital was he going to get? He was kind of the big mystery. We kind of figured he'd be a first-round pick, and he was. Ends up in Atlanta. He's going to be behind Kirk Cousins. Going to be kind of like the Jordan Love effect here. He's going to get to let his body heal, learn from a guy like Kirk Cousins in a offense that has Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, people like that. So give me Michael Penix by a hair in this kind of deal here. Jim, who do you like?
Give me Penix, too. I'm not a Levis fan. I mean, we talked about it last year, too. I'm just not a fan of Levis. I don't think he's the answer at quarterback, for sure. So I don't think that – I think he's in a – I mean, he's obviously got the easiest path to starting and stuff right now. But down the road, I think if anybody has a chance to succeed out of them too, give me Penix. Even though, I mean, they added a couple weapons. I mean, they added Ridley and got a new running back and stuff like that. But I'm not Levis sold. I think he's in a struggle. Penix has a chance to be something if he can stay healthy and gets a shot. What do you think, Ty?
I'm going
to
say Will Levis. Penix is built like a damn robot. I don't like that. he's gonna be sitting. I don't like that because I thought he was one of the more NFL-ready guys out of this class. Levis is a guy, man. Like, yeah, he's not flashy by any means, but, like, I know he had the one big game where he had the four touchdowns and looked great, but, like, other than that, like, he looked decent down the path, had a couple bad games. But what I was kind of scared with Levis is, like, when they put him in, I'm like, oh, man, like, he's gonna make a lot of mistakes and throw a lot of interceptions. He really didn't. He really didn't turn the ball over much. Four interceptions in the last half the season. So really impressive from that. He got some new weapons this year. I just kind of believe in Will Levis. He's going to start right off the hop. Penix is at least going to sit for a year or two. So I think Levis is going to be Tennessee's long-term guy. I don't ever see him being a superstar by any means, but I think he could be like a top 15 guy, like 15, 16, like somewhere in there, 15, 16, 17 every year. Kind of like a Derek Carr for a while.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Musso, Ty said who he's going with. He's going with Levis. I can't blame him. This is close. Who are you going with?
I'm
going
to go Michael Penix. I just think, like I said, the better offense. I think we kind of talked about this last show. He's got Drake London, Kyle Pitts. I mean, that offense. And Kirk Cousins, obviously. I just don't know what's going to happen there. I just don't trust the Tennessee offense right now.
Yeah, and see, like, these are tough. And I like this because, like, it just giving you our opinions, one player, one for one, how we feel about them and, like, who you would take. And honestly, like, I can't blame Ty for going Levis.
No, I can't either.
It was hard for me not to pick Levis.
I'm the only one that went Levis.
Yeah.
Sick bastards.
I'm joking. I can't believe you did. I thought I was going to check your forehead, make sure you weren't sick. But, yep. All right.
Jim's up. There comes the grandma spin.
Yep. Oh, we got to steal Roman Wilson or Jerry Jeudy. Let's see. Give me a Cleveland Brown or a Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm going to take Roman Wilson. I think Jerry Jeudy. I like Jerry Jeudy, but he can't stay healthy either. Another one of them. I think he bounced to Cleveland. He might have a couple good seasons. You never know. But I just think Roman Wilson loved what he did in college. I think he helped J.J. McCarthy's draft stock a lot, that guy himself. So I like Roman Wilson to carve out a role with us without Deontay Johnson there. I think Jerry Judy's going to have a hard time staying on the field, and I'm just not sold on anything Cleveland does.
Yeah, I'm going to go Roman Wilson too, the younger option. And, I mean, obviously, we know better than anyone. The Steelers draft receivers, they always normally turn out 9 times out of 10. They're going to be a good player. And I think Roman Wilson, again, I don't ever see him being a superstar by any means, but another guy that's just going to be a nice fantasy producer for you, plug-and-play guy. And down the line in a couple years, maybe a guy you can start every game. But I think it's going to take him a little bit. I think the Steelers are going to go out and trade for a receiver, so he's going to be the 3 guy. But, right off the top, he's going to be more of an NFL player and a fantasy guy. But down the line, I like his output more than Jerry Jeudy. This could be it for Jeudy if he don't produce with the Browns. He could be a practice squad guy then out of the league.
Yeah, this is it. You're right. I'm with you on that. Moss, who are you going with?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go Roman Wilson. Just the Steelers are just better. Are really good at drafting receivers. I mean, they're really good at this, and I think he's – got a chance to be on the field. I don't like Cleveland's situation at all. The quarterback, I mean, obviously they're going to have to probably play Deshaun Watson from the get-go, and that sucks.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Jerry Jeudy's best hope is they turn to Watson at some point. Yeah. Or not Watson, Winston.
Winston.
Yeah, that is his best chance. What do you think?
Watson and Winston. It sounds like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
But no, I'm definitely going Roman Wilson. Definitely. Yeah. So this is, I think, our first sweep, I believe. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, like... And we've seen this, right? I had Jerry Jeudy to sell. Roman Wilson's going right around pick 2-8 to pick 2-12. If I could sell Jerry Jeudy for that all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Roman Wilson long-term is going to be a good, gritty football player.
Jeudy's this year is Elijah Moore.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you're right.
You nailed that when you said that. But Ty's up.
Yep, it is Ty.
Tank Dell or Xavier Worthy? Tank Dell. That was easy. That was probably the easiest one yet. Did you see the training camp videos already? Worthy can't catch a fucking cold.
You see the training camp videos already?
Can't catch a cold. He's more going to be schemed in for guys like Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice. So if you guys own them.
You don't think he's Tyreek Hill 2.0?
Fuck no. I think he might be John Ross 2.0. Probably a little better than John Ross. Won't take
John
much.
Ross had a good season there once.
Oh. He did, yeah.
I think he's going to be Valdez Scantling.
Yeah, this guy, he's, I cannot believe people are picking him over Brian Thomas, but Worthy, Worthy's just a guy, he's going to help Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce get open down the field. He's there to be like a gadget player. They always have these gadget guys. He's pretty much going to take like the Tony rule, honestly. He's going to take like a Tony rule, and these guys never work out. Tyreek Hill's about the only one that ever did, but Tyreek Hill's different. He's a small guy. But, I mean, he can play like a big guy.
And he's built.
Yeah, man, he's big. I mean, he's tough. He's a tough dude. So, yeah, honest, Tank Dell, 100 out of 100 times for me. The guy's already proven, and Stroud loves him. If he's tied to Stroud, I want a piece of that.
All right, yeah. Moss?
What do you think?
Same. I'm going to go with Tank Dell just for everything you said. He's already proven it. He's tied with Stroud. He loves Stroud. Stroud loves him. You might be able to get a discount now that Diggs is in there, but I'm not really that worried about it. I am worried about his size, but I'm also worried about Worthy's size. So both of them are about the same,
like size wise.
Yeah, I don't love either of them,
but I like Dell better.
And honestly, real quick, I want to throw him for you, Star T. Tank. That's good for Tank Dell's Diggs there. So I don't want him to get the ball as much as he is. He's a small guy. He was putting on monstrous points, and you don't even need that every week.
Right. No, because you were playing him in your flex anyway.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's nice when you get them monster games, but to keep him healthy, that's a good point. And honestly, yeah, I'm going Tank Dell,
throw it
too.
Up to the big guys. Diggs and Nico need to that have the frame for it, and then let Dell get them the underneath
touchdowns.
That's right.
I'm going Dell, too. I mean, just like what we said with Worthy, I agree with Ty. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but he pretty much said everything to a T. Like, I see Xavier Worthy being more valuable to the Chiefs from an NFL aspect than what he'll ever produce from a fantasy aspect. I see him being the guy they send downfield that will clear it out for Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, and I think he will catch a big touchdown every once in a while. He'll score a big gadget play,
yep.
But he's going to be a wide receiver three.
Right.
Tank Dell is a way better football player, way better route runner. I think he's going to be a consistent wide receiver, too.
And people fall for it every single time.
Yep.
They just overdraft.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
and we see what Worthy going a lot. Like, some people are going crazy taking him up 1.5, 1.6.
Oh, my god,
that's insane. Like, even, like you said, taking him over Brian Thomas at, like, 109, 110, I wouldn't do that. But I would easily trade Tank Dell, or I'd easily trade Xavier Worthy. Like, it's going to be, if he's sitting there at 109, 110, if someone has Tank Dell, I would trade Worthy to get Tank Dell for that easily.
Oh, me too.
So, yeah. Jim, you're going Tank Dell as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just, Worthy, It doesn't. It's not going to fool me. We got Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney. They keep trying to run these new gadget players. Nobody's Tyreek Hill.
So we're going to see the Scooby-Doo memes at the end of the season when Worthy isn't playing well and they take the mask off and they're going to say, it's Valdez Scantling.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Valdez Scantling. I mean, the list goes on and on with Kansas City. You got them same type of players. Sky Moore's, you know.
They're horrible at evaluating wide receiver.
They are.
The only one they hit on is Rashee Rice.
Yeah, and even him.
And Tyreek. I mean,
right now he's going to be suspended eventually.
Yeah, so, but I mean, you put that aside from a talent aspect.
Oh, absolutely. From a talent aspect, yes.
That's the only one they hit on. But when you try year after year, eventually you're going to hit one.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's just it. It's going to happen for you eventually. But, yeah, I just.
And one last point. What's Rashee Rice that all them other guys ain't? He's not one of them burner down the field guys. Yeah, he's a good route runner.
Big frame guy.
Right. Yeah, good route runner. I mean, when you draft guys like that, man, you hit.
That's why even Juju.
Yeah,
Juju succeeded there.
Yeah,
I mean, a big receiver, big frame guy. Mahomes can get it to you.
Yeah,
whatever he does with Kelce. Yeah, they just draft the wrong people.
It's even a mistake too, taking Worthy over McConkey. Like, McConkey's the better pick.
Absolutely, 110%.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
absolutely. Anybody else have anything to add on that?
No,
nope.
All right. Well, that's we're gonna do the rest of this. We're gonna have a part two to this show. We got a lot of pairs left. TJ did do a hell of a time coming up with a nice list here. These are some good ones here.
Yeah.
We got a lot more good ones coming up yet. So, but other than that, I think we're going to do the underdog trade of the week now. Same as we always do, brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. If you guys don't have the Underdog app, definitely get out there. We were talking Best Ball Mania, man. It's happening right now. That's fun. Get in on that. Get some drafts in there. Muscle's probably rolling with five right now.
I got four.
Simultaneous.
You got four. Five going on right now. He's got about a million total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Best Ball Snake Draft, second to none. Try them out if you do. If you haven't downloaded the Underdog app yet, download it. Use promo code DNA. They'll match your first deposit up to $100. Take advantage of that. Try it out. It's a lot of fun. You're going to like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Underdog trade of the week. First, we got Tank Dell, speaking of. Tank Dell in the 2024-305. So what are we thinking there? What kind of players drafting right around there right now?
At the 305?
Mm-hmm. Like Corley?
Corley's usually there. Jalen McMillan, Jermaine Burton.
Okay, so we're talking about like Tank Dell, one of them type of guys. And then we got 2024-112 and 208.
Okay, so you got Tank Dell in the 305 for Team 1, and you got, for Team 2, the 2024-112 and the 208.
Yep.
I'm going to go the Tank Dell side. The 305, the big reason, what we just talked about, you know, I like Ladd McConkey, but, you know, he's probably going to be there maybe, you know, maybe one of them quarterbacks. I do like Tank Dell. 208 and 305 ain't too terrible far off to me. There's a lot of good football players in this draft, so I think I'll just go with Tank Dell in the pick. That's how I feel. Ty, who do you like here?
Yeah, I'm going to go Tank Dell. He's just a heck of a football player, man. He gets a lot of value, too. Hopefully he can stay healthy this year because, man, I'll tell you what, he was just one of the big surprises last year. If he would have stayed healthy, he would have been a league winner all over the place. The guy was just putting up monster points and such a reliable player. And, again, like we have said, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but when you're tied to Stroud, I want a piece of you. So, and again, Stroud wanted him there, and they got him. Yeah. So it's just chemistry built for years to come.
Yeah, Moss, who you liking here?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Dell side also. I will say I'd kind of wait because I mean maybe if you can get a Jonathan Brooks,
right? Depending on who might be there. Yeah. And your team needs. I get that.
Yeah. But I mean, in a vacuum, I think I would take the Dell side. But depending on team needs, like I said, if you need a running back, and I think Jonathan Brooks at the 112 is a steal, and that's I've been getting him at the 112 a lot. But I think if you can't get Jonathan Brooks there, I think Tank Dell is side by easy.
You know. Jim, which side do you like?
It's tough for me. I mean, I do like Tank Dell, but I don't like his frame. I think he's going to have a hard time staying healthy, and I do think Diggs is going to hurt him a little bit because Nico Collins is still there too.
It definitely will hurt him, yeah.
But, give me the Dell side. It's not by much, though.
It's a close trade.
It really is, it yeah. Is. I mean, I wouldn't be mad to go either way here. I mean, you might ask me tomorrow. I might say the pick side.
Yeah, it is close.
I mean, that's just kind of where I'm at with it. It's real close to me. I like Tank Dell, but I don't love Tank Dell.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's close, but I think I just go with it a little bit more proven. And we know Diggs is on the Diva deal, so if something goes wrong,
absolutely.
They could just be rid of him.
As soon as him and his brother start tweeting, they're in trouble. Stay off Twitter. All right. That's going to do it, though. We're going to wrap this one up. That's going to be this one. We're going to do part two next week, finish that wheel off. That's a good wheel. We had fun with that. We're going to keep that up.
And I'll be back. And
TJ's going to join us for the rest of it. Sweet. I figured. All right, good deal. That's going to do it for this episode of Fantasy Feud, though, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in next week and to all the other shows on the Dynasty DNA Podcasting Network. Find us on Spotify, Apple Pods, Stitcher, Google, Amazon. If you haven't and you enjoy the content, please follow us over there and leave a 5-star. We'd really appreciate that. And be sure to follow us over on our Twitter page at DynastyDNA_. And you can find a link to our Discord in the bio of the Twitter page. Discord's probably our most happening thing.
Oh, it is, man.
It's always good. I mean, we're probably 20 alerts a day when we're sitting here, you know. It's fun. There's a lot of people conversating on there and giving some good advice and stuff. So check it out. And we hope everybody is nailing your rookie drafts right now. A lot of them going on. Everybody's having fun with that. Hopefully you get your players to want your team did well in the draft. That's about it.
All right.
Appreciate it, everybody. Right. Hey, good luck.
Yeah.
See you guys.
See you later.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Fantasy Feud.
Make sure to check out all the great shows on the Dynasty DNA Podcasting Network. And become a part of the DNA Strand crew in our Discord. And make sure to check out the website dynastydna.net for all important fantasy football information. And follow us on Twitter at DynastyDNA_.